From ABC News, I'm Bob Windsor. Israeli troops are reported combing the mountains east of Beirut tonight for the attackers of a bus carrying Israeli soldiers. Six Israelis were killed and 22 others wounded in the Sunday ambush, 6 miles from the Syrian lines. Both Syria and the Palestine Liberation Organization still have thousands of troops in northern and eastern Lebanon. Syria said today it's willing to pull out if Israeli forces leave at the same time. Israelis saw a TV program today starring a man who said he was an officer in the Lebanese Christian militia and took part in last month's civilian massacres south of Beirut. ABC's Peter Allen Frost has more on that story.
Israeli television broadcast an interview Sunday with a man identified as a deputy commander in the Christian Phalangist Forces of Lebanon. He was identified as Michel, and the television interviewer said he'd admitted to killing at least 15 Palestinians in the massacre near Beirut 2 weeks ago. However, he would not make this statement to the television camera. The television interviewer said Michel had told him he would continue to kill Palestinians all his life, saying this was simply a war, not a massacre. Peter Allen Frost, ABC News, Tel Aviv.
I'll have more after this.
Well, I used a fade cream on my brown spots for a while, about a year ago, but I stopped using it because I really didn't think it was working. Then my sister told me, Helen, get Porcelana and keep using it.
If you have pigmentation brown spots on your skin, get Porcelana Fade Cream and stick with it.
My spots are much less noticeable now.
If you're out in the sun a lot, get Porcelana with sunscreen to help keep the sun from darkening the brown spots Porcelana is trying to lighten. Use only as directed.
Ow, why'd you slap my hand?
Stop nibbling the food till it's cooked.
I'm starving.
Well, control yourself. You know you should lose weight.
I'd love to, but I hate starving and taking pills.
Try the AIDS diet plan.
AIDS?
Appetite suppressant candy cubes.
Both AIDS cubes and diet pills help curb hunger, but AIDS do more. Help satisfy your need to taste, chew, and enjoy.
More meat?
I'm fine, dear.
You're sticking to your diet.
Thanks to AIDS.
AIDS help curb hunger and satisfy taste. Use only as directed.
Investigators say they have 20 or 30 suspects, but no hard leads yet on who put cyanide in capsules of extra-strength Tylenol, killing 7 people in the Chicago area. Illinois Attorney General Tyrone Fainer says there may have been more than one killer at work because some of the contaminated capsules were damaged when they were put back together, while others, apparently from different bottles, looked untouched. Fainer told us about possible suspects.
We're looking at anyone whose behavior has been abnormal, or by that I mean people who are noticed by employees of the retail establishments to be hanging around, who may have come in and complained and said, I don't like this service or I don't like this product, we're going to fix you or I'm going to get even with you, or just plain people who left the company or any of the retail establishments, rather, under circumstances where maybe it was harsh and they'd want to get even.
The Illinois Attorney General also says tests are being run tonight on some capsules believed to be Tylenol picked up in a parking lot by 2 police officers who became ill the following day. Television ads for extra-strength Tylenol have been canceled across the country, but no cyanide has been found in any of the thousands of capsules tested in California, Arizona, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. School officials in Detroit may now ask for a court order to force 11,000 striking teachers back to work. They've been out for 3 weeks demanding higher pay and a new contract. The teachers were to have voted today to return to their classrooms Monday at last year's salary levels, while unresolved issues went to binding arbitration. But the teachers balked at a 30-day arbitration period. They wanted more time to examine school board records, and they effectively rejected any settlement. They are called Amerasians, and in this case, they're children of Vietnamese mothers and American men who were stationed in what was South Vietnam before it fell to the North in the mid-70s. 11 of those children arrived in Los Angeles tonight on their way to reunions and new homes with fathers they hardly know. 8 volunteer groups in the U.S. set up the reunification program 3 years ago. A larger group of Amerasian children and Vietnamese relatives is due in the U.S. later this week. Former Vice President Mondale is challenging Vice President Bush to debate the merits of Reaganomics before the November elections. No comment yet from the Bush camp. This is ABC News.
Right now, during Valuride Pharmacy's fall sale, participating stores are featuring 16-ounce bottles of both Style shampoo and conditioner for just $1.79 each. If you've been searching for a shampoo and conditioner that's made for your kind of hair, try Style. Style comes in several custom formulas. One should be just right for you. Style's rich ingredients help condition and texturize, help bring out the natural radiance in your kind of hair. So look for Style at your neighborhood Valuride Pharmacy. Check the Yellow Pages for the one nearest you.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Bob Windsor.